All right. So we still never answered that Havi Maskana in the Gemara yet, right? The first one, the question by Pesach Matzah. So let's get that out of the way. All right. So the Gemara says what? The Mishnah says Eimatir Nachar Pesach. Right. That's what the Mishnah says. Eimatir Nachar Pesach.
Yes.
And then the Gemara comes along and says Eimatir Nachar Matzah. The Gemara says, what do you have to mention Matzah for? What do you mean Matzah? The Mishnah says Pesach. Is that a real Havmina? No. But the Mishnah says Pesach. What's the real Havmina? So the Gemara says, you would have thought
Pesach
that since...
Pesach.
What?
It's Pesach and only Pesach.
Right. And you would have thought that the fact that the Mishnah mentions Pesach, why? Because you would have thought, let's say it didn't need to mention matzah, because once I eat my matzah, so of course, the problem would always exist if I ate matzah, if I ate after matzah, because it would make the time go away. When it comes to Pesach, maybe you would think, there's no need to mention Pesach. Why? Because by Pesach...
We're not reading the Havamina, by the way.
I thought the
Havmina
was that
one
that said Pesach.
Let's read it inside. So the Gemara says, "Amar Yehuda Shmuel, aim after your nachar matzah afikomen."
You can't bring anything out of the afikomen.
Good. It's none.
It's not. Aim after your nachar Pesach afikomen. Achar Pesach who delo aval al achar matzah.
Right. So there's no mention in the Mishnah whatsoever of matzah.
At this point, it's a question because they think the Mishnah implies that only you can't bring it after matzah.
Pesach, of course, right. There's no halach of matzah.
Right. Right now, there's a Havmina.
There's no men. Forget. Don't use words like that.
Fine. Right now, this says in the Gemara, it thinks the Mishnah said it means only Pesach can
bring after matzah. Right. It wants it. No. Not quite that far. What do you need the statement of the Brisa for? The statement doesn't make any sense. The statement of aim after an achar matzah makes no sense because the Mishnah says Pesach.
Right, and that applies to matzah.
It sounds exclusive.
No,
right.
Good.
Okay.
Exclusively Pesach.
Good. Correct. Good. Okay.
So.
Lo mi bayi kamar. Right.
No, it didn't need to say it.
Right.
Lo by achar matzah, lo nafesh tameh. Doesn't need to say after matzah, it doesn't give good time.
Right, meaning what you could have said, understand something. What the Mishnah could have said theoretically at this point is aim maftirin
achar matzah
or aim maftirin achar
matzah
or last thing you've eaten, whatever. Right. In other words, at that point in the Gemara, the fact that it's saying that matzah, there's no reason for the mission to mention matzah, means that the mission would only teach you a chiddush, meaning that the halacha of imaf tirin is the halacha we know about. Now the mission is only coming to tell you a specific type of food. But ultimately,
everyone,
in other words, there's no need for the mission to ever cite a matzah. It's flipping it around, and it's flipping the whole question around. It's saying you would have thought that, one second, you would have thought that what? You would have thought that matzah, why is it, what do you mean is imaf tirin achar matzah? So it should have been mentioned in the Mishnah. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah, only Pesach is. So first it learned it as an exclusive thing, but then it's saying, the whole halacha is exclusive. Now it's saying, no, aim aftirin, so of course aim aftirin is going to include matzah, you never have to mention matzah in the Mishnah, we don't need to. Right, so now it comes to Chiddush by Pesach, but why did they mention Pesach then? You understand what I'm saying? In other words, the Mishnah could have been written, aim aftirin, achar, masha, ochlin, besof, asuda, right? The fact that it mentions Pesach is odd, but you understand what the Gemara just did there, flips the rationale around. It was first learning the Mishnah to read, you can't eat after, and here's an example which you can't eat after. So why, how can matzah be included? The example is only limited to Pesach, right?
Example?
Yeah, the example.
I mean, it's only Pesach.
Only Pesach.
You can't eat after.
Right, but the Brisa says matzah.
Yeah.
The problem is, if you look at the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah only tell us? Right, so why would you ever assume matzah as well? Right, but if you relearn the Mishnah to mean... Of course you can't eat. The Mishnah should have said, and that's not real Havmina, but if I was writing the Mishnah, I would have written it, Eim Aftirin, Achar, Masha, Ochlin, Besof, Asuda. But it doesn't, right? Fine. I think it's easier to say it my way for a reason. But fine, it doesn't say that. What does it say? It says Pesach. So we'll never say Matzah, because Matzah is no Chiddush. We know. Okay. So why does it say Pesach? Because you would have thought what?
I would have thought that the Matzah, which doesn't give over, such a good taste.
No. Time of Chazak. Should not denufish time, which means it's a strong time. Lo matzi abure.
Yeah, sorry, I said the first one, sorry. Acha matzah lo nafish tamehu. I didn't say matzah, which doesn't give a taste. But acha pesa acha nafish tamehu. Lo matzi abure. Less leba.
Right. So we're not meaning that there would never be, right, there would never be halacha to not eat after the Pesach. Because what are you worried about? So the Havmina is, seems that way. The Havmina is that you would have thought that Emaftirin only applies to foods that if I ate the food afterwards, that foods that eating something afterwards would erase their tam. right? That is just by Pesach. A guy can have a lollipop or whatever. It can have a whatever he wants after the Korban Pesach. Because the one thing he eats is not going to destroy the time of Korban Pesach. Kamash Balan, that no. Even though it's not the case, still, you still can't eat after the Korban Pesach. So what's the Havi and Maskana? So, no, I agree with Ellie. Okay. In other words, there's two ways you can learn statement one in the Gemara, okay? You can either learn statement one in the Gemara to say that, what's the issue here? So the issue is what exactly is the matzah today, meaning Brisa, zecher-wise to the Korban Pesach of the Afikom and Pesach of Zman Beis HaMikdash. Like, what's that relationship? And it always comes down to a classic example of the matzah taking on the qualities, how far is a good question, of the Pesach. That's one way to learn it. But that's learning the Brisa, as being, what do you call it, as being zecher matzah today. But that's not the simple way of reading the Brisa. The simple way, I think we're kind of getting at this. The simple way of reading the Brisa is to say that matzah here, when it says Eim Aftir Nachar Matzah, it's referring to the matzah of Korban Pesach, meaning that the Mishnah only mentions Pesach, right? The Brisa mentions matzah. What matzah is it referring to? The matzah that was eaten with the Korban Pesach. You understand? Or is that the other way to look at it? First way is looking at Eim Aftir Nachar Matzah, it's talking about today. But that's like the most for sure I'm learning that way. But the Rashbam doesn't learn that way. The Rashbam learns, like you were saying, the Rashbam learns that what's going on here, he learns that this is talking about the matzah of Beis HaMikdash time, right? So therefore, when you read the Gemara is saying the Mishnah only says Pesach. The Brisa says matzah. Why have to mention what he called matzah for? But that's an easy thing to answer, because the question is, that's the old question of what's the relationship. Well, there's two aspects to the Achilas Korban Pesach. Okay? What are the two aspects to it? There's two chiyuvim. Well, matzah's on a dip. There's the chiyuv maisa chilo korban pesach, right? And there's also a chiyuv maisa chilo of matzah, right? But there's also the derech achila, the way they're eaten. So the relationship of pesach to matzah is a very interesting relationship. The Gemara in this first statement is contemplating what the nature of relationship is. In other words, if you look at them as separate maisa chilos, or you take into account the derech achila. If you're taking out the derech achila, then they have to go, what do you call it? Then they go hand in hand. If it's in terms of how they're eating versus the maisa achila. You understand? The question is, what are we talking about? If we're talking about matzah derech achila wise, then of course that's what you mentioned with the Pesach. If we're talking about Korban Pesach maisa achila wise, then you wouldn't mention matzah. Because the question is, when we say Ein Maftir and Achar Pesach in the Mishnah, what's it trying to teach us? Is it saying this Maisa Chila can't have any food eaten after it? Or is it saying, no, Pesach, meaning the Derech Achila Pesach, can't have anything after that eaten? But then we'd have to include matzah. Okay? I'm not going to plug in Rashbam for the other one. Just let's take statement two on its own, okay? So by statement two, what do we see? So the Gemara says, you were thought that by Korban Pesach, right? You were thought... What? I agree, but I don't want to even talk about that. You would think that since I have no, since the Tom Pesach isn't affected, if I eat something afterwards, right? So the Mishnah, what do you call it? Then I can eat after Korban Pesach. I just can't eat after matzah, right? Which again works easier with the Rashbam. Kamash Malan, I still can't eat after Korban Pesach. So what's that idea? Say, the Havim in statement two is going to be very simple. It's going to say, The issue is always an issue of time, right? Now, time comes into the picture. So if an issue of time, then of course I can eat after Korban Pesach, right? But what were they koveya? Because you can't ignore time. It's true. We got to be careful with this. Remember, remember that initial Rashbam we did, which is like, it's like two separate statements? Yeah, this is exactly that tension here. It's like, they're saying that you can't ignore time. And Ellie's right. It's a din in Maisa Chila. But what are they saying? And the Maskana. The Havi is going to say the Isser was Koveya insofar as Tom itself is concerned. So theoretically, I can eat whatever I want to have the Korban Pesach. It's not going to destroy the Tom. I wouldn't call it exclusive. Put it more halachic. You're right. But let's get a little clearer. So they wanted to formalize it, right? They wanted to say that. You want time, right? But right, the Maisa Chila, that's what Maisa Chilas do, right? Maisa Chila, normally speaking, it generates a problem against Tom. So it's true that the Tom Pesach will still survive, right? But they qualified it as far as a Maisa Chil is concerned. That, yeah, you did. But it's fine. I'm being too picky. No, man, I'm being too picky on it. Okay, so that's fine. So that's statement two. Okay, now the Gemara takes the next step of the Gemara is very odd. Okay, so now this is very tricky. So name him as Lahele. Okay.
Right.
So what are those things? You got
donut-y stuff, honey stuff, and other stuff.
Yeah, what are they share in common though? No. Kisfug. Okay. What are these? Matzah. Keep going. Mitok she'isas and racha ain't toras lechem alein. The anamaliyim lechem d'ksiv lechem oni. You know what all these are? This is matzah shira. Matzah shira. All the cases what they share in common is that they're technically matzah, right? But they lack lechem oni. They're not lechem oni. So the Gemara says what? It says adam emale kreso mehen. Right? What can a person do? He can eat these on Leil Seder. On this kind of matzah, right? The meaning matzah here, the matzah shal mitzvah. Okay? So I can have as much non-matzah shal mitzvah during my seder, right? But at some point, what I have to have at the end of the meal? Matzah shal mitzvah. Okay? So bachrona in, right? So that's, right? Barishon alone. Right? Because what's going to happen, right? Because what's going to happen? I mean, it's a funny idea. Because if I have my shmur matzah at the beginning of my meal, I can't eat afterwards. What kind of? I mean, are we supposed to take this possibility seriously? Okay.
Oh, why can't it be that I could have shmur matzah at the beginning? I just had to have shmur matzah at the end also.
Right?
No. That's only if I only have one kazayas of matzah to eat. Fine. Right. So of course, when are you going to eat that matzah?
At
the end.
You
but you understand how to formulate the question in, if I had one kazayas of matzah, right, I have to eat it at the end. Because if I eat it at the beginning, you know what happened? It becomes my end. Right, it's my end. Right. Okay. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay, then one kazayas of shmur matzah. Okay. Now this is also where we have to be careful here. There's a kiyum, there's an idea that exists. We know this. You're not supposed to eat Erev Pesach, right? So you have your matzah b'tei avon. There's an idea that you should have it with an appetite, which sounds very kumish, right? Right? It's not ma'akev, right? If a guy happened to be full and then had his matzah, he still yotzei his matzah shal mitzvah. Of course, yeah, of course. Yeah. So if a guy did with, it wasn't b'tei avon, right? You're still yotzei. That sounds like a kiyum. So the Gemara is saying this, when let me buy Barishona de Ka'achalate Avon, right? Now again, and so then it sounds like when it comes, okay, good. Aval. So you would have thought what?
Maybe he might have it in the first.
Right, so better to eat it at the beginning. If again, I have one kazayas matzah. When should I eat it? Eat it at the beginning. Because then for sure I'll be yotzei mitzvah like the way it was misakin. That's the Avon. But, right, but. Don't have it at the end because there's a risk that if I have it at the end, I might have a chilas gasa. If I have, let's forget being yotzei. When's the preferable time to eat it? Right? Beginning.
I know.
Let's say now you wouldn't be yotzei. But it doesn't matter. It's Zev. It doesn't matter if you say you're not yotzei or it's inferior. The point is that you have a kiyum te'avon, right? And you have this concern of chilas gasa. I'm going to say, choose te'avon. Kamash Malam, what? Even though the Chashash exists?
Right?
Still, can have it. What's going on in this Gemara? The setup, obviously, is that... Well, I don't understand it, but I'm saying, but obviously, there's two Zmanim for Achilas Matzah, right? And the Havmina. There's two Zmanim. There's beginning, the Tailbone Zman, and Alasoba Zman, right? That's the problem that would emerge, but I'm saying it's clear ahead of time that there's two times to eat matzah. There's a beginning of the meal time, te'avon, and there's the end of the meal time. The fear of gasa comes about because that's its position, but that would be ala sova idea, mimicking the Korban Pesach concept, right? Those are the two times. Davin, so what's the Habina saying?
Turns out to be, right, 2K. And Sunday turns out to be 1K. Fine. So this is the Ravitz Safek.
Let me ask you, come on, man. Okay. If I only have one kazayas of matzah, okay? So what? But why? 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 What? I know, but okay, but what's the Gemara suggesting at this point? Think about it. If I only have one kazayas matzah, why would the Gemara is willing to toss out aim after him because it's chashash? Right? How could I do that?
Usher is 5K.
Oh,
so we each get 2,500 plus.
So if Goy gets, he doesn't have a problem.
So Goy gets 45K.
Yeah, but no. That's gonna be right. You can't say aim after into Kiyam. It's definitely the Rabbanon. But what do they think?
Right,
what's unique about the case if I have one Kazayas?
Yeah.
You can't
have them both in the end.
Correct. I mean,
that's true. Very good. What else? That is correct. There's two ways they could have formulated the Ein Maftir and Acher Matzah Afikoman. Right? What's the first? The Hobby is saying there's one way you could have formulated this idea. Right? Because again, I'm really trying to spell it out for you. If in the Hobby is saying if I have one Kazayas Matzah, right, there is no Ein Maftir to talk about. Right? And therefore, I have to in the beginning. Why? How can the Havmina say that? How can the Havmina just toss aside in Maftirin? Because originally he thought, how was it formulated?
You can't do that. Right? Or you have to make a deal. And that's his shayla. Okay?
Both in the beginning and the end.
No.
If you don't have more
than fine, no.
Aim Maftirin, for some reason, doesn't apply.
What's it a Kiyam in? Okay, let's say, okay, fine. Let's just say that, right? Okay, it's a Zechor and Pesach. But it's not a Kiyam in what then? What do you mean? Come on.
Matzah. I'm literally saying the words that you want me to say.
But you don't understand it, though. I want you to understand what I'm trying to say. It's so easy. Come on. The Havmin is saying that, what was aim after an Achar Matzah Afikoman? All right. We all know it's Zeichel Korin Pesach, right? But how is he, if I asked you how they set up originally, we'll get to Rashi in a second. If I asked you how they set up originally, what would you say? They set it up as what? It's a Kiyam in Zeichel Korin Pesach, right? But it has nothing to do with my Kiyam Achilas Matzah. It's a separate idea altogether. In other words, what did they do? They took matzah, right, and they gave it another role. A separate role completely. You understand? So if you say that, then of course it shouldn't apply. But that's not what they did. And this is why the Rosh was going to be so nice.
I'm not going to clarify what you just said.
There's
a Kiyam, the actual, like, deraisa
matzah
of having a tailbone. There's a Kiyam, there's derabon on Zeichel, the carbon pesach.
Right. That they
the Havmi, we're going to pick the Kiyam over matzah, of course.
But specifically because it was never formulated as part of Achilas matzah. It's saying, eat this at the end of the Seder, okay? So now the Maskana comes along, and this is why the Rashbam kind of makes sense. So Maskana's saying what? It's saying, no, that's not what they did. What they said was actually, this is the hard part, it's a Kiyam in Achilas Matzah. Now, how could they do that? What? I know. But that's what they did. They didn't say, just use this random object that happens to be here. In the Havmina, it could have been an apple, it could have been anything. They chose matzah, right? So, of course, you're going to choose the Kiyam Achilas Matzah over that. But not if you say that what they did with the Ein Maftir and Achar Matzah is they actually reformulated Achilas Matzah and said, there's a Kiyam in Achilas Matzah or whatever, mitzvah, whatever it is. That it has to be at the end of the meal. They changed the rules, so to speak, in this halacha. You understand? It's not a coincidence that they use matzah. That part of the expression, they actually took the chiyav achilas matzah that exists, they opened up the hood, so to speak, and tinkered with it. I'm serious, that's what they did. That's what the Maskana is saying.